Welcome to the Martin Bailey Photography Podcast. It's February 11, 2013, and this is episode 360. Having just returned from the first of our two 2013 Snow Monkey and Hokkaido Winter Wonderland tours, today I'm going to update you on how things went and show you my top 7 images, as well as play a message from the group that we recorded on the last day before flying back to Haneda Airport in Tokyo. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the fast and easy way to create a high quality website, blog or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off your first purchase on new accounts, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code MBP2. Accompanied for this tour by co-host Chris Marquardt, we all had a great time. I'm not going to give you a full blow-by-blow or day-by-day update, as I've done that many times before with the tour being in its 6th year now, but I am going to touch on each of the main areas we visited and the main subjects that we photographed, selecting one image of each to share with you. We start the tour in Tokyo and drive out on our chartered bus to Nagano to photograph the incredibly cute snow monkeys for 3 days. As I've visited the monkeys many times, this year I decided to take my macro lens and see if I could get a slightly different perspective. And one of the resulting shots was this one, of a young macaque sitting in the hot spring pool. Remember that you can click on the images on the blog to view them larger and navigate through them with your mouse or arrow keys. And to get there, just go to mbp.ac/360 for episode 360. I shot a lot of these close-up faces, in some ways going back to the portraits that I had initially felt compelled to shoot here, and I really liked the results. Here, this little guy was just sitting in the hot spring bath, relaxing in front of the alpha male, and you know that faraway look in his eyes is just so human, it's incredible. I actually took a GoPro with me this year, and I have some footage of one of these babies grabbing either side of the GoPro's waterproof housing and sucking on one of the little buttons on the front, probably hoping for some milk. I'll be putting a video of the tour together after I get back in March, so stay tuned for that. There was plenty of snow at the monkey park, so that was a relief, and everyone got some great shots. It's always a pleasure to visit, and I can't wait to go back next week. After driving back to Tokyo in the afternoon of the third day, we spent the night at a hotel near to the Haneda Airport, where I updated the group on our plans in Hokkaido using a nice big map that we looked at after dinner. We left the hotel bright and early the next morning, and after a briefing on how to use the manual exposure on your cameras to make the most of our time in Hokkaido, we found ourselves out on the snow photographing the elegant red-crowned crane shortly after 11 a.m. The weather was quite warm for Hokkaido, floating around the freezing point, and so I had my jacket off most of the afternoon, and then we moved on to a spot where the cranes fly overhead on their way to roost. This is one of the few times that I use aperture priority, as the cranes fly over from a darker part of the sky, and it's fine for them to go into silhouette as they fly in front of the sun, so aperture priority makes more sense here. The following morning was cold, but not quite cold enough for the trees to get covered in hoarfrost at dawn, as it needs to be lower than 15 degrees centigrade and no wind. The temperature was close, but the weird thing is that there was a very thick fog that is not common at the end of January or early February. This happened on both mornings that we visited the Ottawa Bridge, which spoiled our chances of the Misty River shots, although a few of the alert participants got some beautiful shots of the cranes as they flew out of the mist towards the bridge. Of course, being the resourceful photographers that we are, instead of letting the mist spoil our plans, we capitalized on it. I took the group around to some very nice landscape spots, and the mist added a beautiful ethereal feel to the images. The contrast was about one stop, literally, with just a tiny shade difference between the white mist and the pale grey details of the landscape. I also thought that the Ito Crane Sanctuary would look nice with the mist, so we went to check it out and found a few cranes there, so spent a bit of time there before heading back to the hotel for breakfast. If you have your monitor brightness up high, you'll hardly see anything in this photograph, but I love the subtle shades of white and light grey here, and I timed the shot so that the second crane from the left had his wings spread apart to add an additional element of interest. After breakfast, we started our 2-hour drive over to the Kusharo Lake, where we'd spend 2 days photographing the hooper swans. We spent 2 afternoons with the swans, and although a bit of bread resulted in some very nice flight shots, my favourite by far is this one of the back end of a swan following 3 others away from the area that we were shooting them from. A few small clouds along the bottom of the frame added to the feeling of them having a goal to fly to, and it comes together quite well in my opinion. Before we go on, I'd like to remind you that this episode is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to create a high-quality website, blog, or online portfolio. Squarespace gives you and your website users the best mobile experience. Squarespace has developed new templates with mobile-ready, responsive designs, which means that your site automatically restructures to look great on any brand of smartphone, tablet, or computer. When you add an image to your site, 7 different versions are created so the correct size loads for the device. So your site looks professionally designed no matter how it's viewed. Squarespace is fast and easy to use. It has beautiful templates with 100% drag and drop functionality for all customization tools. There's a new page builder tool called the Layout Engine that enables you to customize pages in seconds by adding blocks of content such as photos, videos, text, social media content, and immediately preview the layout as you go. Squarespace gives you better social integration. Automatically import, sync, and publish to and from social media with just a few clicks. Dynamically refreshing your site content and raising awareness in your social circles. For example, automatically pull photos from Instagram into your site, instantly sync pages and galleries to Facebook, auto-publish new blog entries on Twitter. Social media buttons to connect with all the services you love through Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Instagram, Foursquare, Dropbox, LinkedIn, Pinterest, StumbleUpon, and more. Squarespace has an award-winning design team and user experience experts. They created a whole new set of sophisticated design templates that reflect modern web styling while using highly intuitive navigation. Each template also has hundreds of customizable options available to change the grid layout, colors, over 300 fonts and more. Squarespace integrates all of your website needs, domains, design, development, hosting and customer support. It's a unified service making it faster and easier than ever to create a high quality website, blog or online portfolio. I've been trying Squarespace over the last few months since they came on board as a sponsor, and I've really found the system very, very easy to put together something very powerful. I do hope to bring you a bit of a review on my personal experiences soon, but for now I can tell you that it is very, very easy to work with, and the results are very classy. For a free trial, go to squarespace.com and sign up for a free account. No credit card needed, just try it out and start building your website. Then if you decide to purchase it, use the offer code MBP2 and get 10% off your first purchase on all new accounts. That's squarespace.com and use the offer code MBP2. Everything you need to create an exceptional website is there. Back to Hokkaido now though. And while in the Kusharo Lake area, we also kicked off our workshop sessions with me going through colour management and Chris doing a great session on composition. It's always a pleasure to watch someone who knows this stuff talk, and Chris is no exception. We all really enjoyed Chris's polished presentation, and I saw a few positive tweets about mine too. On the way out of the Kusharo Lake area, we stopped for a brief time at the apocalyptic Yorzan, which is basically a volcano spewing sulfuric gases out of yellow vents, with steam pluming up into the atmosphere. This has become my favourite spot for a group photo, so let's add an eighth shot here now, and this is the group shot. And you'll see in there, you know, the group for this year, including Yukiko, our tour conductor. It was great to see everyone looking so happy, and this really sets a pretty high bar for future group photos. On the way over to Daosu, where we'd shoot the sea eagles, I took the group to a spot where I know there's an Ural owl's nest. The word was that the owls have hardly shown since a local news station reported on them and the locals flooded to the spot and scared the owls away. I thought it was a long shot as I left the group on the bus to check to see if the owl was there, but I almost wet myself when I saw that he was there, sitting in the hollow of the tree. At about 50 centimetres tall, these are substantially sized birds, but so as not to scare him, we shot from a distance, so he's not that huge in the frame. He half opened his eyes a few times too, to ensure that we weren't getting too close. I was so pleased that we were able to see him though, especially as we had a number of hardcore birders with us this year. Great stuff. I did a little change to the itinerary for this year, giving us 3 days in Daosu, the fishing port where we would go out on the boat to shoot the Stella sea eagles and the white-tailed eagles. As we checked with the skipper of our boat on the conditions in the channel between Japan and the disputed Kuril Islands, I was initially disappointed to find out that there was no sea ice. Without sea ice, the eagles have nothing to sit on to eat, and we also have nowhere to throw our fish to attract them, so we simply can't go out. The group was getting tired by now after a string of early starts, so this was not such a bad thing, but the forecast for the following day after that wasn't great either. We did go out on the second day in Naosu, although we just threw some fish out on some pancake ice in the harbour. We had an incredibly good shoot, though. If you avoid the middle band where the harbour walls and buildings ruin your shots, it still can be very spectacular. This shot of a Stella's sea eagle catching what is probably a frozen fish from the water was one of from this second day inside the harbour. The last day in Laosu didn't disappoint either, and my new 3-day plan had panned out for us, as the sea ice had made its way back into the channel, and after a 15-minute or so sail out into that channel, we were treated with 2 more hours of incredible light and more sea eagles than you can shake a camera at. This last shot will probably drive the traditionalist birder crazy with its crop wings, but this is probably one of my favourite white-tailed eagle shots so far, as this guy came so close to the boat that he more than filled the frame at 420mm, which was 300mm f2.8 lens with the 1.4x extender fitted. These really are beautiful, magnificent birds, and always a total pleasure to be able to shoot. From this year, we have started to include an optional visit to one of the local shrines too, to be blessed by the Shinto priest. This is optional because, of course, there's a religious element, but this is a great cultural experience, and you know, it's basically us receiving a full Shinto blessing, taking about 30 minutes for safe travels and good health. The priest was also open to questions from the group, from details about the shrine to how he himself became a Shinto priest in the first place. All 14 participants attended, and you know, the first blessing really went well. Everyone agreed that it was a wonderful cultural experience. Anyway, as I said, I also recorded a message from the group on the bus on the last morning as we headed over to the airport. So let's take a listen to that now.
Okay, so we're at the end of the 2013 Martin Bailey Photography Winter Wonderland Workshop and Tour, and I've had a great time, and I hope that everyone on the bus has had a good time as well. Of course, I've been joined by Chris Marquardt as our co-host this year, which has been fantastic, and we'll have a word with Chris as we finish, but I'm going to just quickly recap on, you know, we've been to see the snow monkeys, we've seen the red-crowned cranes, we had the Ezo deer, we've had the Stellar sea eagles, Hooper swans, white-tailed eagles, and we've basically been really exploring the winter wonderland. We've even had a magnitude 6.4 earthquake while we were here, and tidal wave warnings and all sorts. So everybody's safe, of course, and it's all part of the Japan package, but you really have had a bit of experience in a lot of things. So I'm going to pass the mic around, well, walk around the bus with the mic, and just get a comment from each of you. If you'd like to, maybe, you know, it's up to you how much you say. If you give your name, where you come from, and talk a little bit about the highlight of the tour for you, that would be excellent. So let's start here with Robert.
Hi there, I'm Robert from Australia. I'm really, the highlight for me is just how well organized this tour is. All the highlights are as expected wonderful. For me, the biggest one would be the sea eagles photographing on the ice. But I must say, this is right up there in the best organized tours I've been on, and I've been on lots of photography tours.
Thank you very much. So, Stan.
Yes, hi, I'm Stan from Los Angeles. I have to say the highlight of the tour is probably the tour itself. Everything that everybody has used to describe this wonderful event has essentially underestimated, in my eyes, the value of what we see and what we're able to do. There's so many wonderful things to say about the tour that aren't mentioned. The culinary aspect, the cultural aspect, superb, absolutely superb. Highly recommend it. The one thing I would have to say, if I was to give anybody advice, bring all the memory you can bring. Bring extra computers. Yeah. Bring extra hard drives. You'll need it.
Okay, thanks very much.
So let me... I'm Chris. I will do some translating for Wilhelm. He's the only participant who doesn't speak English. He's German. He's 79 years old. Du bist 79 Jahre alt. Was war für dich das Tollste auf der Reise? I'll translate.
Tiere kennenzulernen, die ich vorher nur vom Bilde her kannte, und das habe ich mal in der Natur kennengelernt.
Okay, so he loved most. Finally getting to see some of the animals that you only saw from pictures before and to experience them in real life. And you shot lots of video. Du hast viel Video gedreht.
Ja, ich bin immer für lebendige Dinge als wie im Foto. Uh-huh. Und das begeistert mich, immer lebendige Natur zu sehen.
So what he likes is to see things, living things, not frozen in time, but as they move with the video. So that's the thing that works for him. Noch irgendwelche letzten Worte?
Ja, im Großen und Ganzen hat mir sehr gut gefallen. Okay. Wetterbedingt ist natürlich, das ist überall so, ne? Das muss man Abstriche machen. Ne?
Alles klar. So he really liked it. Even though the weather sometimes was it was a winter wonderland workshop, yeah. So the winter thing.
Yeah.
Certainly we had a lot of the winter thing.
Yes. Thank you very much, Wilhelm. Here we go. So.
Hi, I'm Thea from Australia, and I've survived the winter wonderland. It's very cold, and our Australian or semi-tropical weight cold weather gear really didn't cut the mustard, but other than that, it was great, and I loved all the accommodation. The food was incredible. The animals are amazing, and Chris and Martin especially and Yukiko have been fantastic.
Thank you very much indeed. Okay, so Russ.
Hi, I'm Ross, also from Australia. The highlight for me was being out a short way off the coastline, surrounded by ice and small bergs, and up to 150 Stellar Sea Eagles. Whichever way you pointed the camera, you would find a wonderful shot. Martin was very helpful in terms of technique advice, and I've got some wonderful shots. I had to stop shooting at one stage and just pinch myself and look around and just absorb the scenery. It was just so stunning and exciting.
Thanks very much, Ross. Okay, I'll keep down this side. Let's have a word from the man himself.
Thank you, Domingo. I'm Frank from the Netherlands. I really had a great time over here at Japan, and what I loved about the trail was actually everything. I loved the participants, the group, the whole group I loved. Martin, Yukiko, Chris and the driver really did an excellent job. I was astonished by all the things we saw. I adore the monkeys, and I definitely love the cranes and the swans, and I was impressed by the eagles at the Rausu area.
Now, as the first person to jump on the tour the moment I released the information, I thank you very much for coming as well, Frank. It's been a pleasure spending the 2 weeks with you. Okay, Domingo.
Yes, I'm Domingo from Spain, and well, that's the first tour I do organizing tour, but this is well done in timings, and more than what I expected. And I say thanks to Martin and Tim because treat us like a family. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, Stefan.
I'm Stefan from Switzerland. I like the animals from Japan, and I think Hokkaido is one from the best place from the world for take photographs for these kind of animals. And I'm very happy in my heart.
Thank you.
And Martin, thank you very much for the perfect organization.
Thank you.
It's very great.
I'm really pleased that you had a good time.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, September.
Hi, I'm September from the US, and I came to see the beautiful snow monkeys, and they were just as adorable as I thought. And then the other animals were pretty cool too. And had a great time. Martin did a wonderful job. Yukiko does a really, really good job of introducing Japanese culture to you if you've never experienced it. And the bus driver is so adorable, like an anime character. You'll have a great time. You should go.
Thanks very much. Dustin.
Dustin, I flew in from Seoul. Check out the Winter Wonderland. Martin and Chris were great. Loved the wildlife, the snow monkeys, the sea eagles, everything, landscapes. It was well worth every penny.
Thank you very much. Okay.
I'm Torstein from Norway. I'm returning back home happy with a lot of good photographs in my luggage. This tour has exceeded my expectations. It has been run very smoothly. We've had a lot of good photo opportunities, and Martin has given us good advice. The Stellar Eagles on the drift ice topped all. I'm very happy.
Thank you very much. It's been very. I've enjoyed watching you be happy out there.
Okay. Hi, I'm Michael from Villach in Austria, and this was my first trip together with Martin. My second trip together with Chris, and I simply enjoyed every day here. I especially like that we revisited the most important places, like the monkeys and the cranes and the sea eagles, two or even three times, so that we had the possibility to improve things that didn't go so quite well at the first time. And I also love the very inspiring atmosphere here among the group and created by Martin and Chris. And I'm sure I took here many pictures that I wouldn't have done if I would have been here alone.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thomas.
Hi, I'm Thomas from Germany, and I enjoyed this tour so much. My highlight is every day here in Japan. Every day was a highlight here, and thank you very much for the Winter Wonderland tour.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Hey, Jörg.
Hi, this is Jörg. I'm German. I really enjoyed the trip. I enjoyed everything. I learned a lot. We were very well taken care of. So I really enjoyed it. I would definitely do it again. Maybe next time with a different focus, but I really enjoyed it.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. And almost last but not least, here's our co-host, Chris Marquardt.
So first of all, I want to thank you for having me on as a co-host. This was a wonderful experience. I was always interested in Japan and always wanted to get here. And being able to do that and combine it with photography and with meeting a wonderful group. I mean, this a very diverse group, different countries. We, as you heard, we had a lot of Germans on the group. So I had kind of the double duty to do some of the photography, but also be the translator for a lot of things. But it worked out really well, and I got to really experience a lot of Japan, and that whole thing combined with a tour that was really the best organized tour that I've been on so far. So the job that you did and that Yukiko did, and having a wonderful bus driver, he needs to be mentioned too, because he really does a great job, and giving me that opportunity to kind of force myself into these early morning things, because that's not my nature, but which means I usually don't get these early morning shots, which are so wonderful, and this kind of a tour helps me do that, and it makes it actual fun, and thanks to you. Thank for you. Letting me help out a bit, for also letting me bring in a bit of a different perspective. I'm not a nature photographer per se. I'm much more into people and things, which, by the way, was a perfect fit when we shot the snow monkeys, because they are so human, so relatable. And I think I did a bit of like kind of snow monkey street photography. So the whole thing was a very exciting and very good experience for me. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Chris. It's been a pleasure having you here in Japan. And I've learned some stuff from you as well, of course. I think we I
learned a lot from you.
Well, that's great. Thanks. I think that it's been good having this double barrel approach with two people here. And so I think that it's added value for everybody on the tour as well.
I sure hope so.
Okay, so obviously a lot of this, although the where we visit and when we visit and all of the flexibility comes from my knowledge of the location, but none of it would be as anywhere near as easy as it is without Yukiko, our tour conductor. So let's have a quick word from Yukiko.
Hi, I'm Yukiko Higuchi from Yokohama, Japan. I'm tour operator. I'm a tour operator, and I'd like to say everyone I appreciate for all of you. Thank you very much for your cooperation and kindness. I'm really impressed with your photographs. I really enjoy this tour, and I'm looking forward to seeing all of you visit Japan. Next year. Thank you very much.
Give a big round of applause for Yukiko and for the driver Kuramoto-san. Yay! Oh, もちろん. Okay, so Yukiko is going to sing a song for us. The Shiretoko Ryojo. This is a famous song from this area. So, but we're going to record it. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
It's okay, but. しれとこの岬に浜那須の咲く頃思い出しておくれ俺たち
Not much amusing.
That was beautiful. Thank you very, very much, Yukiko. And thank you, everybody. You've been a pleasure to travel with. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So as you heard, we all had a great time, and I really can't wait to do it all again, starting in less than a week from now. From a social media perspective, it isn't a great idea to drop 70 images onto a site at once, but so that you can see all of my final selects from this first tour, I've just uploaded all of them to Google+. So if you're interested in taking a look at the entire set, they are loaded on G+ right now, and I'll put a link to that gallery in the show notes for today's podcast. I'll get them uploaded to my own gallery at some point too, for any of you that you know might have a G+ allergy. But probably if you want to see them quickly, go to mbp.ac/360 and check the show notes for the link. Also, I'm really pleased to tell you that Craft and Vision's digital magazine, Photograph, Issue 2, is now available. It includes articles from David Duchemin, Nicole S. Young, Jean-Paul Caponegro, Al Smith, Jay Goodrich, Piet van den Eend, Jonas Bonhaar, Kevin Clark, Chris Orwig, as well as my own article. I was also one of the featured photographers in this issue, which makes me incredibly proud, with my images standing alongside Chris Orwig and Andy Biggs's amazing work. If you already subscribed, you'll have received an email to download your new issue. If you haven't subscribed yet, what are you waiting for? It's just $8 for an issue or $24 for the full year. So that's 4 issues giving you a saving of $8. Basically, it's 1 free. So it's just a no-brainer. There's so much incredible photography information in this publication. So there's a link on my blog to subscribe to this as well. Just go over to mbp.ac/360. Thanks very much for listening today. And remember that you can find me on Google+ and Twitter, etc. And links to everything that I'm up to are on the top page at martinbaileyphotography.com. So do drop by and take a look. I'll be back next week with another episode. But in the meantime, you take care and have a great week, whatever you're doing. Bye-bye.